What's up, everybody? We back. R2C2, another week. What's good, cuz?
Are we on location this week? How would we describe our whereabouts?
Yeah, I am at an undisclosed location.
You're someplace where you can rock a tank top.
I'm at a place where the sun's out, beach, feels good. Yeah, I had to. Mm-hmm. I was getting depressed in the city, man. I had to get to some sun.
It is amazing how just like a few days of sunshine in the middle of winter, a northeast winter, can just bring such joy.
No, it's crazy. It's, you know, like growing up in Cali, I didn't know what that, you know, what that was. Like in the wintertime, it's always, the sun's always out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we would go on vacation and it'd be, you know, the same thing. But now I appreciate, you know, being able to just chase the sun in the wintertime, you know, being on the East Coast and, you know, it gets cold and, you know, a little depressing. So to be able to come down to the Caribbean feels good. I'm in St. Barts right now.
Nice, man. Not so undisclosed any longer. and I'm in San Antonio, so we've got different places covered. Although it's gorgeous here today, it's like 73 and sunny or something. So
that's perfect.
Yeah. I got my Andrew Huberman recommended sunlight in my eyes this morning. Where I went outside.
Are you off today? Is today an off day? Are the Nets playing tonight?
Nets are playing tonight. Okay. So,
and then you guys fly out right after, or?
No, it's a West Coast trip. The next game is Utah. So they'll fly after the game the next day. So an extra night in San Antonio after the game, then fly to Utah, have an off day split between San Antonio and Utah, and then go, Phoenix. Phoenix, Utah, San Francisco is how the trip rounds out.
Okay.
I'm like back and forth on the trip, so I'm kind of all over the map with this. It's an interesting time in my schedule, man. Like between West Coast trips and like a couple days home and game here, game there, and then my women's college slate starts soon too. So buckle up, frequent flyer miles.
The West Coast trips take it out of you, huh?
Like, oh man,
it's crazy. I did that. I went to Vegas, obviously, you know, and then I had to turn around and go back for a funeral like a couple days later. And it was just like, I was down for like a week after.
And you know, I will do like, if I have a couple off days, like I'll red eye home to get like a day and a half at home with my girls, you know, and then go back. So yeah, you know, like there's been a couple times recently where I've been flying west and I'm just like, gosh damn, this is a long flight.
This sucks, man. Coming back home is not bad.
No.
Like coming back east is not bad, but flying out west
sucks, man. And like I'm in the middle of it. I fly all the time and I'm just like, oh, like this is long.
Yeah, man. It's not enough fucking shows, bro. I don't have enough shows to watch the fucking, I mean.
And this time of year too, I'm sure there's somebody who has some either aviation or meteorology awareness who could explain this to me, but this time of year, it's long, like something about the jet stream just makes it longer.
Yeah.
And the craziest one I've ever had, so this is not the craziest one, just real briefly. Recently, my last trip to San Francisco, which was early December, it took me 6.5 hours to get there.
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, and then it was only like 5:10 on the way back. You know, it's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
And you'd rather have it split because on the way back, I'm red-eyeing and I'd rather have the time.
And you want the sleep.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Exactly. I'm losing the sleep. But the craziest one I've ever had when it comes to the jet stream this time of year, it was Joe Panic's, the day before Joe Panic's wedding, I had to fly day of out to Denver to do an NBA game. And then red eye back for his wedding. Okay, I flew out day of. It was, and then you know you fly out day of for a broadcast. You're always on edge a little bit anyway. Like get me there to Denver, mind you, not to California, to Denver. It was 6 hours
and 20 minutes.
Six hours and 20 minutes to Denver, and on the way back, 3:50.
That's crazy.
3:50. It was insane. The pilots like made a comment about like it's the, you know, the most like remarkable jet stream like we've dealt with, whatever it was, like, but it was almost, it was a 2.5 hour difference.
Oh, that's like that sucks, man. Yeah. You know what's crazy? I feel like flying to Phoenix is like takes longer than going to San Francisco.
Yes, that's a sneaky long one too.
I just feel like that Phoenix flight from like Newark or JFK to Phoenix, it feels like a longer flight than San Francisco. I know it's not, but it just feels like it.
It feels like, I know, because sometimes like California, you just like in your mind, you book like 5.5, 6 hours. You're like, okay, you know, like those ones that you think are 4 and then are actually 5.
Oh, they kinda, that Phoenix one crushes me, bro. It kills me.
Yeah, they kind of punch you right in the face. Like, yeah, I know. You know, maybe we should turn the pod into an aviation analysis pod. That could be, I think people would actually.
We fly enough, guys.
Yeah, we do. I agree. And it could be sponsored by Delta. You know I love my Delta. So I feel like there's something in our future. See, I think I need to take some medicine, but I also need to force you to as well. Because I proclaimed back in December, and who knows, maybe Atta's even going to splice it in, that Kirk Cousins would lead the Vikings to the NFC Championship game.
You did.
And Kirk Cousins did not lead the Vikings past the wild card round. Now,
which I told you he wasn't.
You did. In fairness, he actually played quite well. His defense did not. This guy was 30 of 39 for almost 300 yards and a couple touchdowns and no picks.
He balled out, cuz.
Yeah, he played well. He played well. Yes, so I feel a little vindicated in that regard, but ultimately my prediction was, of course, wrong. However, where I feel truly vindicated was I've been telling you all season I'm a Danny Dimes believer, and now I feel like you might be as well after what we saw this weekend.
Now, we changed his – no, Saquon changed his name to Vanilla Vic because it's not Danny Dimes.
So, all right, Vanilla Vic.
Vanilla Vic was balling on Sunday, guys.
Right?
Like, he looked really good, yeah. And I mean, yeah, there's nothing I can say other than that they looked really, really, really good and capable of beating anybody in the playoffs. It's going to be a really good game on Saturday night. Them down in Philly. I think I'm gonna have to drive down for that one, guys.
Wow.
You know,
all
my
right.
cousin Jomar is a huge Eagles fan. Yeah. Obviously, one of my best friends in the world, Sean Peckers, is a huge Giants fan. So they've been going back and forth on the group chat, and I think I have to be the designated driver, obviously, because I'm the one out of us three that don't drink. So I'll drive them down to Philly to watch this game. But yeah, man, I was super impressed. With the NFC playoffs, I think are going to be just the matchups. You got the Cowboys and the Niners, and you got the Eagles and the Giants. It's just like classic fucking like 90s matchups, bro, for the divisional series. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
It's awesome, man. I mean, it is outstanding. And in three of the four matchups, you have like just a prime time divisional matchup because Bengals-Bills, the other one.
Bengals-Bills is the one that we got. I mean, we didn't get robbed of, but you know,
we didn't get to see.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it. So this will be, it's going to be fun this weekend to watch how the playoffs have been shaking out. I mean, and really all the games have been good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, they have. Yeah.
We haven't, I mean, last night's game was a little bit of a snoozer, but. You know, late in the game, Julio Jones getting that touchdown. If Mike Evans catches that one after the onside kick, it could get a little more, a little more spicy. But it's been good playoffs. Been some good matchups.
It has, man. And I since you are now on the Vanilla Vic train.
Vanilla
let me
Vic.
Ask you: are you now on board with saying no? You know what? The Giants have their quarterback. They don't need to look elsewhere. Are you in that camp now?
I'm in that camp, but I think you need to keep Saquon though.
Yeah. Oh, I agree
mean,
with
Saquon
that.
Saquon looks
yeah.
like a fucking animal right now.
He does, man.
I mean, this is what you signed up for, right? You know what I'm saying? When you drafted him so high, so yeah, I think this formula that they have right now. I mean, and if Sterling Shepard doesn't get hurt, then they have a number one receiver because he was on his way to having a great year. So
yep.
Seems like they have the formula. The defense has been playing well, so we're going to see how it shakes out.
It is amazing
the Eagles are really fucking good, though, cuz.
Oh yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying. So it's going to be this will be a good matchup on Saturday.
And this is where I actually think it's really fun to be the team that doesn't have the expectations that's already exceeded them, right? Because I go into this game, and now if the Giants and Eagles were on par with one another, or had similar expectations, or if the Giants had the better record, that's a nerve-wracking game for a Giants fan, because like you do not want to lose the Eagles. Instead, honestly, it feels like, hey, no one expects the Giants to beat the Eagles. You have nothing to lose. You're ready. This season's already a massive success. Go enjoy it, and maybe you pull it off. If you don't, okay, fine. You had a great season.
But and you got to feel good about a team that you play in your division. Like when you play those matchups, and even just look at the Bengals in the
Ravens,
game. Without Lamar Jackson, how close that game was, just because of those interdivision rivals, man. Like the Giants have to feel pretty good about driving down to Philly, you know, on Saturday. Just, you know, having that be a division rival and having all the pressure being in Philly. All the pressure's in Philly.
100%. 100%.
What a second year quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like who you don't know what you're going to get. Obviously he's played like an MVP all year, but you don't know when he's going, you know, he could lay an egg. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Everybody's waiting for Brock Purdy to lay an egg too. I don't think so. That kid's legit, bro.
I don't think so either.
He's just not scared. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's going to ever have one of those bad games, cuz he's just not scared of the moment.
And he's got a squad around him, man.
He's got around him. Yeah, the Niners I fucking hate the Niners, but they are really fucking good.
They're really good, man. They're such a good football
team. They play a brand of football that, like, you just smash mouth, like, on both sides, you know?
Yes.
It's fun to watch.
They've been a consistent force now, man. Mm-hmm. You know, John Lynch has obviously done a wonderful job. Kyle Shanahan's done a wonderful job. Along those lines, you know, it makes you appreciate a head coach like Brian Daboll, the job he's done with the Giants. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the way he's unlocked Daniel Jones to turn him into the kind of guy that we're talking about, where I'm like, yeah, no, like, they definitely have their quarterback. You know, like, no doubt, like, you can win with this guy. And, I mean, just the creativity that we saw this past weekend was incredible, man. Like,
it's just crazy how much coaching makes a difference, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like vanilla, Danny Dimes, he's in his fourth year. But now he's got a real coach. Now you can actually see, you know, even just like Trevor Lawrence, he's got Doug Peterson. We talked about it last weekend. Like, these real coaches, they make a difference. I mean, it may be the case what we're seeing in Tampa.
Yeah.
With Bruce Arians and Bolt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it might be.
It just seems like the team's not responding to Todd Bowles. Like, it is what it is. You know, it's just the same roster. They just don't respond. And it has all to do with coaching. It's, you know, Byron Leftwich still in place and all these different guys are still in place. It's just the guy at the top, and seems like Tampa's not responding to that. And the Giants have found their coach, and it seems like their quarterback.
Yeah, I no doubt. I also want to say, well, one last Giants thing. Dave Gettleman should feel good because his picks perform there, and he was much maligned, obviously, but, you know, some redemption there for him for sure. And I also see, want to give you some flowers because you, like, oddly, very specifically, nailed how the Chargers would lose to the Jaguars.
You
were like, somehow, like, the coach is going to get in the way and they're just going to find a way to lose, even though they shouldn't because they're more talented. And nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
So good, cuz. They're so fucking good. Like, they have everything in place to be a perennial power in the AFC, except for the coaches. Doesn't seem like he, it's like he's playing fantasy football or like some fucking Madden or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the decisions that they make in game don't even seem like, it's like high school shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And it's just all has to do with their culture. But having Justin Herbert and fucking Austin Eckler and, I mean, Keenan Allen, like, they got every goddamn, they got Joey Bosa on the other side. You got Derwin James. Like, there's no excuse for this team not to be fucking a power in the AFC every year, and they can't.
No. You're 100% right. It's a similar script, and there's something there. And then I almost think it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy as well. Like, where you're just like, oh, we're the talented team that doesn't put it all together, and like, how are we going to not put it together this year? That's why
they were winning 27-0. It was 27-0, guys.
And Lawrence had four interceptions. I mean, it was
four picks.
Like, that game was so over. I went to bed. Like, I woke up and I was like, what? And I saw Otis text to us. And I was like, oh my gosh, CeCe really nailed that, man. Like, nailed exactly how that was going to go down.
What's crazy, man, is now that you see the Chargers saying they're going to keep this guy. Like,
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
Lovie Smith gets fired after what he did in Houston for 1 year with that trash-ass roster. This guy gets to fucking keep his job with that roster that he's got, and he's fucking blowing games every week.
Yeah. Although,
shit is crazy.
Houston as an organization is just so unstable at every level. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's just so unstable. I also think, like, along the lines of it's hard to sort of, like, break your demons when they become, you know, self-fulfilling and they keep multiplying. Kudos to the Cowboys, man. Now, granted, they're a better team than Tampa. Very clearly, we saw that throughout the regular season. But to go into Tampa and just leave absolutely no doubt, totally dominate the football game. Dak played wonderfully. Like, that's the kind of win. They hadn't won a road playoff game since 1992.
I was 12 years old when that happened.
Dude, do you remember watching? I can remember watching that game. Yeah.
I remember. I mean, because I was always a huge Cowboys fan because I always told you I had to root for the teams that could beat the 49ers.
Against the Niners, yeah.
Yeah, so it was the Packers. It was the Cowboys. Yeah. It was all these different teams that I had to root for. The only teams that could beat the Niners. So, yeah, I absolutely remember watching that game.
Man, I used to root so hard against them as a kid.
Cowboys? Because you were Giants.
Yeah. But what's funny is, like, I can remember I was 6 years old. I can remember watching that game. Like, it's because my early football watching in the playoffs, I felt like it was always Cowboys-Niners.
Cowboys-Niners. Like, Packers-Niners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those three teams. Yeah, for sure. Like, the first Super Bowl that I really remember watching was Cowboys-Bills, the first one.
Okay.
Like, that was, like, the first Super Bowl that I really remember watching as a kid. And then, like, yeah, man. But kudos to them. And now I look at it and I say, like, that game against San Francisco, San Francisco may be the more complete team. That's a dangerous game now with the Cowboys getting that monkey off their back. You don't think so?
Because the Cowboys, like, they do this. Like, they'll show up 1 week and they're like, oh, I'm like, this team looks great. Dak look like the best fucking quarterback on the planet. They look great. But, like, next week they'll show up and fucking forget how to play football, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, it's just week to week with them. You know what I'm saying? And obviously they had a better roster and they were a lot better than the Bucks, but I just don't see them showing up and playing that type of game in San Francisco. Like, they're just so inconsistent. And everybody gets hyped. And, like, I'm sure watching ESPN right now, everybody's like, oh, this is the Cowboys that we've been waiting for and blah, 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 blah. Watch come fucking Sunday. Watch how they fucking show up. It's just so inconsistent, bro. It's so inconsistent that I can't get hyped about them for this Niner game. I think the Niners are going to beat the shit out of them.
Wow, really? You don't think it's going to be a close game?
I don't think it's going to be close, cuz.
Wow, I think it'll be really close.
I think they're going to turn over Dak a couple times, and I think this shit going to be over, cuz.
I am tempted to pick Dallas, but I won't because I still think San Francisco is the best team in the NFL, like, or at least the best team in the NFC for sure. NFL, like, I still want to yield to one of the AFC quarterbacks, but I'll pick San Francisco, but I think it's going to be really close. But the one thing that is, I mean, a legitimate issue, it was hilarious during the game on Monday night, but it is a legitimate issue, is the kicker, man, for Dallas.
The kicker. Like,
oh, my gosh. Like, I was in a bar in San Antonio watching. You should have heard the reaction of these people. Oh.
Because nobody knows this guy's name until he fucks up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Maher, such a shitty job, man. That's such a shitty job. I feel bad for the guy.
Me too. I immediately start thinking about, like, him, his family. Like, feel awful for this guy. How do you trust that guy?
Week? At the end, like, they had to go for it on 4th and 4 in the red zone. They got the TD to CD Lamb, but you can't kick the fucking field goal because you can't trust this guy.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think you got to bring in a different kicker. Like, I don't know how you have this guy kick for you.
Randomly, did you see Mbappe kicking field goals, guys?
I saw one highlight. How far did he get?
One step, like fucking 35, 40 yards. Like, not even like a, you know what I'm saying? Just like one step, like boot, like crazy.
Oh, it's amazing, man.
Tell Jerry to call Mbappe. I'm sure he's fucking available.
That would be a great theater, man.
That's going to be sick.
As if Cowboys Niners wasn't going to do enough of a rating.
And you get Mbappe fucking kicking field goals.
Brought Mbappe just in for the game. Oh, my gosh. That's such a wonderful idea.
That shit would be sick, guys.
All right. Legitimate question. We should actually make this. Maybe Atta, put this as a Twitter poll question on R2C2 for us. Who do you trust more this week to kick field goals for the Cowboys?
Their
Curry
Mbappe.
Kicker or Mbappe?
Mbappe.
I agree. I would trust Mbappe more right now to make those extra points and field goals than Maher or whatever this guy's name is.
All fucking day.
Oh, my gosh. We should put that question up on Twitter. I bet you Mbappe wins it. That's a great call, see? They should really do that. But you know, in all seriousness, like, that is something that actually makes me, like, if... It's hard for me to see them winning a close game because of that. Massive issue.
It is. And you know, I think, you know, he was kicking in Tampa. It was on grass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And San Francisco will be the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you got to bring in somebody during the week just to see. Like, give you some competition, you know? It's a shitty job, though, bro. It's like being a relief pitcher. It's fucked up.
I know. That game is going to do... I'm going to be calling Nets Warriors in San Francisco during that game.
Oh, shit. Well, the good thing about it is the Niners don't play in fucking in the Bay anymore. They play way in fucking Central California. So you won't have no traffic. The motherfuckers play in fucking Fresno.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know why they call the San Francisco 49ers anymore.
I like that. Is this how... I could see how you needle your Niner fan friends.
I fucking
hate
the 49ers, bro. Everything about the motherfuckers.
I love what a real sports fan you are. It's amazing. Yeah. Oh, it's so great. It's so great. I think that rating, that is going to do an astounding rating on Sunday.
It is. That's going to be like, I mean, because that's everybody from, like, we just talked about the nostalgia and, like, you don't even have to be like a necessary even fans of those teams. Just being a fan of the NFL, you're going to turn that game on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
those are two national teams. Tippy top of the national teams. I think San Francisco wins a close game, but I think it's a really good game. You have San Francisco killing them.
I think the Niners are gonna kill them, bro.
What about Giants Eagles? Where are you going?
I'm going Eagles. I think that game's gonna be close. I think the Giants Eagles game's gonna be close. I'm thinking like 31-24. You know what I'm saying? Like a game like that. And I think the Eagles will win that game.
Look, I'm never going to pick against the Giants just because I'm not.
You can't.
It can't. So I'm going to say 31-27, Giants somehow find a way to punch their ticket to the NFC Championship game.
Hey, did you happen to see the cleats that Saquon wore the other day against Minnesota?
I didn't notice them.
They were LeBron's rookie's cleats. The
oh,
rookie
really?
Shoe. The black with the, like, the burgundy. Remember they were black, burgundy, had white. Shits were fire.
Awesome.
He did cleats inspired by him. Yeah, shits were there. They were dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He has been so good this year, man.
Nah, he's on a different planet right now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, with Danny Dimes' legs, man. Like, Saquon, that's like.
They call running plays for this guy.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know what's crazy? So, before the season started, me and Saquon, we had to do something. We were with Rich Kleiman. Rich Kleiman had us doing something for the boardroom. Mm. And we were in the back. We were in, like, the green room. It was me, Rich, Saquon. It was just us three, I think.
Yeah.
And whoever else was around, like teams or whatever. And we were talking about golf. And I was telling him how much fun waste management was. And I'm like, yo, Super Bowls in Arizona this year, you got to play at waste management. And he looked at me dead in my face. He was like, bro, I'm trying to play in the Super Bowl. And, like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, No fucking chance. Like, the Giants are playing in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, that's where his mind was, like, in August. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, bro, like I'm talking to him about playing in the waste management the week of the Super Bowl. And he was like, nah, I'm trying to play in the Super Bowl, guys.
I love that. I love that that was his mentality, man.
That's where he was in August, guys.
That's awesome. Good for him, man.
Yeah,
good for him. That's,
see him playing out and to see him where he is now is awesome.
We got to see if we can get him on once the season wraps up.
Yeah,
whenever
for sure.
It wraps up for them. It's been amazing. All right, so you got Eagles. I got
Giants. It's going to wrap up on Sunday. We can probably get him on next week.
Hey, He may be listening, just like he was listening when you tried to tell him to go to the waste management tour. So how are you going to text him? Hey, you can still go play. How about AFC? See, who do you got? You got the Bills over the Jags? I mean, excuse me, you got the Chiefs over the Jags, obviously.
I got the Chiefs over the Jags, and then I like Joe Burrow, man.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to pick against that guy, bro. I mean, I love Josh Allen. I love Buffalo. You know, I think it's going to be hard, especially with the conditions up there in Buffalo, but I'm never going to pick against Joe Burrow, cuz.
My head says Cincinnati, but my heart says Buffalo. I just want the Bills to win so badly, man.
That's everybody.
I know.
And then we get the Chiefs and the Bills matchup again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Championship weekend.
Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, it wouldn't be bad to get Joe Burrow in there. You know what I'm saying?
No. As long as you have Chiefs beating Jacksonville. Although, even if Jacksonville somehow won that game, you'd be like, okay, here comes Trevor Lawrence.
They got no chance, guys.
I agree. I think Kansas City wins that game by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I think, which, look, Jacksonville's already had a super successful season, obviously. They're in the same boat the Giants are in over in the NFC. But I think we end up with a Giants-Niners NFC Championship game rematch. And then I think we end up with a Chiefs-Bills.
Hey, if the Giants, cause if the Giants win this week, they go into the Super Bowl.
Wow! All right.
If the Giants beat the Eagles, they'll beat the Niners, cuz.
Can you imagine that? If this team likes to pull Super Bowl runs out of their ass, it could happen.
They'll be back in Arizona, cuz. It's like, you know what I'm saying? The Super Bowl in Arizona. It's the fucking.
Man, if that happens, I'm staying out there after I do my Stanford Arizona women's college game. Not coming home then if that happens, man. I got to get out there for that game. Wow, that would be unbelievable, man. That really would.
I think if they win this week, because they win this week, they beat the Niners, bro.
That would be so crazy. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I
don't think they can win this week. The Eagles are good, bro.
I know they are really good, but you know the NFL playoffs, they can be weird, man.
And it's a division game, cuz.
Yep, and you got a quarterback who's playing really well. See, you go enjoy St. Bart's. Cannot wait for the divisional games this weekend after an awesome wild card weekend. Next week we're gonna have Nate Burleson on, which will be great. Nate's so good. He'll wrap up everything that happened Sunday and preview the championship games with us. Plus, it's just fun diving into everything with Nate and his blossoming career. So, enjoy tank top wearing, man. Are you comfortable shirtless now? Have you gotten to that place?
Oh, good. Yeah, good. I'm good now.
Good, man. I'm happy to hear that. I know that was a big retirement goal.
That was a big goal.
Yeah, good. Glad you achieved that goal. You guys know the deal. New episodes every Thursday. Bonus episodes as well. Follow our YouTube page. Subscribe to it. It's free. And you can get our podcast on any platform where you get your podcast. So subscribe, download, rate, play. All that stuff helps us. And we love you. Oh, and shout out to a woman on my flight coming back from, I think it was coming back from San Antonio, see. Or maybe it was landing. I don't know. One of the flights I was on last week, I forget where I flew to and from. She come back from Miami. She ran up to me coming off the plane. It was just like, I just wanted to say, I love the pod. I love the space you guys carve out for women, which I appreciated that.
Women are like the strongest people in our lives, though. So,
100%.
Like, this pod is all women.
That's right. Like, that's right. Hey. There's no way that we are in the chair every week if it isn't for Sadie Zillow and Amber Sabathia. So, yeah it is all women. And you and I are built up by women. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool, and we appreciate that. So I forget your name, or I don't know if we exchange names, but to the woman on that flight back from Miami, thank you. We appreciate you. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.